Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. Welcome to the Criminal Justice Forum. We are a little bit off schedule, but we're on track. I'm your host, Michael Lewis. Hope everybody had a nice holiday and a Thanksgiving. Again, we were on break last week, and I think we're pretty much back on track from this point forward. Actually, we have a show tomorrow afternoon starting at 1 o'clock. But we have a great evening interview with Payne Van Tilburg. Just a refresher, program focuses in on criminal justice related issues. Our Blog Talk Radio show is a weekly broadcast that streams live worldwide. Our listeners are always welcome to call in. Our number is area code 424-220-1870. Main purpose of our broadcast is to give the listening audience an informative, quick snippet. You know, it's a 15-minute show that's dedicated to the criminal justice system. Again, our guest tonight is Payne Van Tilburg. I'm going to click over to get him tuned in here. Okay, are you on here, Payne?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Appreciate you calling in.
Glad to be
here. How are
you
this afternoon? All right, good.
Not too bad.
Back in. All right, good. Yeah, like I said, appreciate you calling in. If you want to, the time goes pretty quick, so I'll kind of keep things going as we progress here. But can you give us a little bit of background about who you are and your experiences, at Tiffin University?
Yeah, like you said, my name's Payne. I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio. I'm in my second to last semester here at Tiffin. I'm majoring in law enforcement and also majoring in law, homeland security. My goals after Tiffin are to either join the U.S. Navy as an intelligence officer or go back to Columbus and join the CPD. I haven't made a definite decision yet, but I am definitely weighing both options at this point.
Fantastic. And having experience with both the Navy and actually Columbus Police Department, which is pretty cool. Both are great options for you. I think that the military and the Navy as an investigator will certainly is worth an entire career. Or if you did it for several years, certainly looks good. With going for a position with the police department. And the Columbus Police Department, over the years, has been very good to Tiffin University. We've developed good working relations with that agency, have developed many internships, and have hired many, the Columbus Police Department hired many of Tiffin University graduates. As a matter of fact, over the years, I've rode on the, or have taken flights with the helicopter unit. So I know quite a few of those pilots. So what a great department, great agency. So I would definitely either the Navy or the Columbus Police Department are certainly respectable and very fantastic agencies. So from my understanding, you were you did speak with an officer from the Columbus Police Department?
Yes. I spoke with Patrol Officer Nick Mason. He's actually he's been on the force for 14 years now. He currently is where he enjoys his time is on the CRT team, which is the community response team. They respond to a lot of the shootings and robberies, and they're very, very intense group, right, as he described it, almost as a step down before the SWAT team.
Right, okay. And I believe they weren't they one of the first ones probably in the state to start carrying tasers several years ago? Was that kind of their startup premise of responding to major crimes or something like that?
I thought that was them. From what Nick was saying is they are very, in, for lack of a better term, inventive in their. And their tactics, as they were the first, actually one of the first on the force last year or 2 years ago to start wearing body cameras. So they're always that group of guys are often the first group to try new things out for the department, and then give it kind of its test run, and then they decide from there whether they're gonna do it for the rest of the department or do away with it.
Okay, fantastic. How many individuals are in that unit, and what type of shift do they typically work?
He works second shift. They have a first, second, and third, but they have two units typically per precinct, actually. Some of the smaller precincts only have one, but he is part of one of the larger precincts. Being in the second precinct, they are in the they work on the south end of southwest side of Columbus, which is typically known to be one of the lower end in lower end of the money end of the community. They have a lot of crime and drug issues in that side of town. So they carry actually two units, but they have as much as five if need be at that precinct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe Columbus is just under 1 million people, and I think they have just under about 2,000 police officers. So the allocation of resources seems to be there. And again, regardless of the area or the district that they have, still a lot of people to be concerned about, and I think having proactive units such as the CRT is really a proactive measure, and I think these units traditionally are do a good job, and again are the first ones to carry tasers, are the first ones to body cams, stuff like that. What's a typical day like then with in his unit on second shift? Does he respond to calls? Does he respond to like citizen complaints? Are they, prescribed an assignment, or how does a typical day work for him?
So his typical day, he says, he starts out his day as most patrol officers. He's a lot of times in uniform, responds to a lot of calls as well, but he also does get certain details to where he does spend a lot of hours tracking individuals within their precinct. So I know he does a lot of big drug busts as well. So most of his day towards the end of his shift, he actually spends building his case and building evidence and looking for extra bits and pieces on whoever he's tracking for that time. He's brought down, his team has been involved in some pretty big drug busts throughout the Columbus area within the last year, and they are well respected and have received actually one of the his team got the team of the month award for Columbus Police Department, which was noticed by the police chief Chief Jacobs.
Oh, okay, great. What does it take to get onto that unit? What are some of the qualifications or experiences that that one has to get to be able to get assigned to that unit?
Definitely the biggest thing he said was time in, really making sure that you've solidified yourself as a good patrol officer, really good with the community, because he does deal with the community often, being that he's the first to respond to incidents, whether they be really high intense incidents with either a shooting or an aggravated robbery, or even the lower end, a drug bust or anything like that. So he said the time in and being able to have good community relations really helped him. And also you have to be physically fit and be skilled with your weapon as well. He said that's very important for them in order to get hired on. It's definitely a promotion up from a patrol officer. And it's highly sought after, from my understanding.
Great. Okay, fantastic. What are some of what's his background? Was he a college graduate, or was he in the military, or what was his background?
He went out of high school. He kind of worked at Kroger, waiting till he turned 21, and also going to Columbus State to get an associate's in criminal justice. As soon as he turned 20, he did end up getting into the police academy. Him and his twin brother actually both got in. They both kind of took the same path, but they both got in, and they've been doing it for 14 years. His twin brother actually is a detective with the Columbus Police Department currently as well.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Okay, good. And, yeah, Columbus State, one of Tiffin University's old partnerships over the course of over the years, we've worked a lot with them. They actually have a pretty good police department, as well. And I was kind of going to ask you that as far as working in the city of Columbus. Again, you have Franklin University. There's, Capital University close, Ohio State. You have Columbus, State. There's many, many higher education institutions, and other agencies. How do they work? Did you get a chance to ask, like, how they work in conjunction with other agencies, colleges or transit authorities or anything like that? Because, again, it's a big city that, again, a lot of people don't think of Columbus, but it is a state capital and it's a very big city. So did that come into play at all, or dealing with other agencies?
Yeah, I would say from what I got out of Nick was that they actually do a lot with surrounding agencies as well, surrounding city agencies, as well as they do a lot with Columbus State and Ohio State. He said Columbus State actually they do carry weapons, so they do go through their academy, and so do other surrounding areas like Grove City, my hometown. They actually send their officers through the Columbus Police Academy to get their certification, their OPATA certification, and to be hired on at their location. So I know Columbus has got a really, really nice academy that they put on. That's a 27-week program there, but they also train not only just Columbus, but a lot of the local municipalities around Columbus, like the Grove City, Westerville, those types of agencies.
Great. And over the course of the years, I've actually lectured at the police academy there and gone to many police academy graduations, again, from fellow students at Tiffin. And I'll tell you, you're right, Columbus Police Department does a great process through the academy, but even what's always intrigued me was the hiring process. So the hiring process for Columbus seems to be the most applicable to what things are like in the real world. It's more than just an exam and a physical. It's real world applications through the process. So I think that from what I've seen, officers that I know, once they hit the street, they're very well prepared, to become good police officers. And I do like that as well. They open up their academy to other, to other agencies, because again, it's a big city with a lot of interlinking between, agencies as well. Good. Okay. And what else can you add to your interview with him?
I enjoyed interviewing with Nick because I've actually done a ride along with him, and I got to see what it was like in his daily. But this was before he joined the CRT team. He actually started out before he became a CRT. On the CRT team, he was a field training officer. So he does have that quality about him that he's a good teacher and trains cops, other cops, to be just as good as him. And he really does exemplify the Columbus Police Department very well. And I know he does them very proud, as long as his family, because he has been such a success on the force for the past 14 years and done a lot of good things within not only his precinct, but throughout the entire community of Columbus. So I really enjoyed getting to learn a little bit more from him, especially now that I've done the ride along and got to speak with him again after his promotion to the CRT team, that he seems to really enjoy. He looks to hopefully one day get to a lieutenant. That's his overall goal before he retires. But right now he's enjoying his time as a patrol and CRT team member.
Good. And it's a good perspective for you then, again, as somebody looking into, possibly joining that department. But listen, we covered a lot of ground in this afternoon. I appreciate your time and a lot of good input, a lot of fantastic knowledge that you shared with us. So I appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow in class. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Hey, you too. I enjoyed it.
Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.